have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. This is your son, Father. Uh-huh.
Power. God be the glory. Let us keep him high. Let us keep him high and lifted up. To God be the glory. Again, once more, we are glad to be, again, in the presence of the Most High. We thank God for another day. We thank God for another, for this journey that we're going through, and another day that we've never seen before, and another day that we never see again. We thank God for allowing us to be here to break bread, the bread of life. We thank God for our marvelous producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, here on Elation Radio. And I am your co-host, Apostle Brian Blassingame, and we thank God for you. Well, today, it's probably going to be one of those days. One of those days where I feel like I may be ministering to myself more so than anybody else today. I'm going to talk about afflictions. And it seems as though right now I'm kind of like in the midst of one myself. I don't know what's actually going on, but I know that a lot of times, and maybe this is going to be able to help somebody else out there too, I do know a lot of times that right before the blessing comes from God, right before the blessing that you've been waiting for, the one that you've been anticipating, the one right before your breakthrough comes, a lot of times the enemy wants to try to buffet you and try to make you think different things is going on with you that that don't line up with what God has been promising you. So you have to really, like David said, there's sometimes that you have to really reflect on things and encourage yourself in the Lord. I thank God that, you know, even though I have to still encourage myself, you know, in the Lord, but I thank God that he's connected me also with other great men and women of God, or apostles and prophets and different things like that. And I know that they hear God because of what they be saying and speaking into my life is so profound and so direct, and it confirms with some of the things that God himself has been dealing with me about and showing me at the same time. But there still has that time when you have those one-on-ones when the enemy himself tries to affliction some kind of thought and try to make you believe that what God has said or what God has promised is not going to come to pass. So I'm reminded that the word tells us that there are many afflictions of the righteous, many afflictions that we go through. There's many afflictions that we go through. Thank God, go through. In other words, we don't get stuck there. We're not stuck there. We're not, you know, supposed to remain there. We go through these afflictions. And he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. And I'm thankful for that. I am really thankful for that, because we don't get into a place where he can't deliver us. He can't bring us through. If he spoke it, if he said it, shall not he do it. If he spoke it, if he said it, shall not he bring it to pass. And we just thank God that he is so faithful and he's so true to his word. Let's look at First Psalms 38, starting at the 9th verse. This is David, and he says, Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. Let's look at that. He said all his desire is before God. Excuse me. Everything that he desires is before God. You know, I reflected on that a little bit because I can remember God dealing with me and was letting me know that the desires also of our heart is the desires that God put there. So it's like it's not by accident that the things that we desire a lot of times are not by accident. These are some desires that God wants us to have, and he placed those desires in there. So when our desires are before him, he wants us to have it just as much as we desire to have it. And he says, my desires are before thee. And he says, my groaning is not hid from thee. So even sometimes, like I said, we have desires. Sometimes we have promises. Sometimes we have blessings that we know that God has said. And it seems as though because he has said these things, there has been a warfare, there has been a fight, there has been a battle. And sometimes it seems as though the enemy himself is now beginning to try to put some kind of affliction on your body or in your body. So David at this point is in a place where he feels like he's weak. 10 verses, he said, these groanings, these moanings, this pain, all this, God, it is before thee. So I know that you know about these, or about these problems that I'm having. The 10th verse, it says, my heart paineth, my strength faileth me, as the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. David now feels as though he's in a weak state, but yet still there's big promises that God has made to David. But here it is, even though he is in this situation, it seems as though he's not going to make to the promises that God has set for him. And he says, the light from his eyes is gone from me, also gone from me. He said, my lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sword, and my kinsmen stand afar off. There's sometimes that, you know, even your help seems like your help not helping. There's sometimes it seems like they're afar off. It seems like you really can't find out, feel where they are. And a lot of times what we don't realize is that in itself is God. There's times that sometimes God will push all that away and push all that back just for that one-on-one time. That time that he wants you to seek his face. That time that he wants to build your confidence in him. Because sometimes we do weak, we'll start putting on leaning more towards someone who's a friend, someone who we may tend to think that, oh God, they're so anointed, they're so in tune, and they're so in touch with God. And God is like, I want to move them out the way to let you see and let you know that you can get the same relationship that they have. You can get the same anointing that they have. You can get, because the anointing, it doesn't come from them or through them. It comes by God and through God. So there's times that God will allow us to get in some type of situation that it seems as though it seems weary, and it seems like, you know, that's so far away, those that can help you, those that you think will help you, those that you think should help you. And then in the 11th verse, it says, I apologize. Let's go to the 12th. It says, they also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. Now, I must say that I have been there, but that is a very dark place, because there's been times that you know you got enemies. You know that they're setting snares. You know that they're. I really kind of hate to say this, but you know they're seeking your life. They're really trying to want. Well, they want to take you out. They want to do you in. But even at that, and then you're at a place to where you really don't know who you can trust. So when you're in that case and when you're in that place, God has a way of building your trust and building your faith in him. And then there's a season or there's a time that there's certain rays of hope, certain crumb drops, if you will, that he has for you. And he may use some people that you never thought would be around you to help you in those certain type situations. But it's in those situations sometimes that you feel like the whole world is against you and there's no other place you can turn to but to God. And I guess I'm speaking this way because I've been there on one, and then number two, and maybe somebody else out there that needs to be encouraged who may be listening to this. But I'm here to just encourage you, encourage me, that even in times like these, and thank God I am not in the place that I have been before. This is a much better place. But I thank God that, you know, in your time of need, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. And I've known him to be that just for me. I can testify that. And I can truly say that God has definitely been a very present help in the time of trouble when I've needed him to be most. He has never failed me. He has never forsaken me. He is the lifter of my ears. Let's look at Romans 12:2. Okay, here he's talking about being not conformed to this world, but be ye transferred by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good, that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transferred by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I'll say this, and that's one of the key words, keyword to keep us motivated. Remember I was saying earlier that it's important to know what God is saying concerning you. Do you know the will of God's life? I mean, do you know the will of God concerning your life? When you know the will of God concerning your life, that's when you can walk in the Spirit. That's when you can lean more towards the Spirit concerning what God has for you, as opposed to the affliction that's buffering at your body. The affliction is buffering at your mind. It would be hard for me to confess a thing, decree a thing concerning my body, if I didn't know what God's will for my life is. I know what his life is, his will for my life is, because I know where he's taking me. The enemy, when he tries to buffet at my body, I can decree that is not so. That is not God, because God didn't tell me anything about this attack that you're trying to afflict me with. I know it's a trick of the enemy. If it's a trick of the enemy, then it's a lie. It doesn't even matter if I see blood flowing. It doesn't matter if it doesn't matter. I know where God is taking me. And because I know where God is taking me, I can decree a thing, and it will be established. I can speak healing. I can speak deliverance. I can speak all these different things concerning me because God said so. He said he gave me authority. He gave me the keys of authority. That whatever I bind on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth, he'll loosen in heaven. Sometimes maybe that I may have to continue to decree a thing for a while. And maybe sometimes that I may have to speak a thing more times and make an affirmation more times, more than once. Because what's happening is it's a warfare. It's a spiritual battle. The spiritual battle sometimes is not. They just don't break just because you speak it one time or two times. Sometimes it's a continuous thing because it's like what we said, it is a battle. But he said, renew your mind. I'm talking to myself as well as y'all. And he said, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the way we renew our minds is by staying in the Word of God, by feeding our spirit man the Word of God. The Word of God itself is a shovel. The Word of God goes even down to the marrow of the bone. And sometimes we forget that. Or sometimes we just get busy, become too busy. And all these other things are all against us and it's working against us. And sometimes God is just trying to tell us, take a deep breath. Bro, take a deep breath. Sit back, relax, rest in me. I've already done it for you. Just relax. Take my word. Learn of me. How are we going to learn of him if we don't get his word? Learn of me. Learn that my yoke is easy. And he said, I'll give you rest. A lot of times, I in the rest that God comes in and does our healing. It's in the rest that we, oh, Lord, I chuckled a little bit because I even went, you know, into YouTube and I was led to some things that I felt like, okay, now I see now, God, I see what's happening concerning this issue that I may be dealing with in my body. Okay, I need more rest. I need to get more rest. So it's just amazing how God leads you and he talks to you and he put different things that you can do and different things that will bring things into check. But he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's important that we know the will of God for our lives. It's important for us to know where it is and how it is, especially where it is that God is taking us. Sometimes he may not let us know how he's going to take us. But a lot of times, if he don't tell us how, or if he were to tell us how he's going to take us, then in some cases, if we knew how we were going to get there, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't go willingly. we try to put up a fight. I know personal experience. I would. There's been a lot of things that I went through, a lot of things that I suffered. That if I could have picked a different way, I probably would try to go a different way. But to God be the glory. He knows what's best. And even if I had to chose a different way, more than likely it wouldn't have been good. I probably would have had to backtrack and do it his way anyway. Let's look at Ephesians 4:23. And there it is again. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man. Once we become saved, we're supposed to put on the new man. We're not supposed to be what we used to be. We're supposed to be better. We're supposed to be, you know, walking as Christ. Like the word says, now that you are children of the light, you're no longer children of the darkness. So now that you are children of light, walk ye in the light. And I mean, honestly, there was a time that I was walking, I was in God, and there was a time he had to come back and remind me. Now, you know, you beginning to pick up some of your old traits. You beginning to pick up some of your old habits, and you know, you gotta get it together. You gotta lay this back down again. You gotta get away from that again. You can't have it. That fellowship, the scripture says, what fellowship does light have to do with darkness? You know, so sometimes, again, a lot of times, we have to be on watch and watch, you know, and be careful as to what kind of company it is we keep. Who are we trying to keep? What are we trying to keep? So we have to continuously watch that and be on alert, be on God at all times. It says, be sober, be vigilant for your adversary. Your adversary is the devil. And he said, he seeketh to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He's like a lion seeking to and fro whom he may devour. So we have to stay well connected. Yeah, well connected. We're connected to God. We're connected to other brothers and sisters that's in the faith. And be not drawn away back into those dark places. I don't know about anybody else, but those dark places never did me any good. Even when I thought they was doing me good. It weren't doing me any good. The end result never came up or never came back good. Never. Let's look at 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Oh, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, there it is again, and hope in the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. You know, sober. Is very much needed in today's society, being sober. We're seeing a lot of stuff that is so reckless now. And we're seeing people hungering and they really, you know, not so much working, but they're really being drawn to this thing about being high, being high, you know, feeling good. They're actually being deceived in this, because the word tells us about being sober, and this. I really can't point a finger there, because I've been in that mind frame. I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. But And I see what the word is talking about when he talks about the grace that's been brought to me. Because during that time that I wasn't so sober, grace that kept me. It was definitely grace that kept me. And it was definitely grace that brought me to the revelation of who Jesus Christ really is. Had it not been for his grace, I would not be here having this conversation and breaking and looking into this word with you. Even as of right now, I would not be able to do so. It's very important because, as I was saying, we have an adversary. Whether you say or unsaved, you have an adversary who's out there seeking whom he may devour. And then it says in the 14th verse, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. That's what I was saying just a few minutes ago. We have to be careful not to be drawn back into some of the old habits, into some of the old places, into some of the old hangout spots, and some of the old hangout spots. We have to be careful not to be drawn back into that. I remember a good friend of mine. He had gotten saved, and if I'm not mistaken, his dad used to hang out at different liquor houses or whatever. But I think if I'm not mistaken, he lost his dad in that type of situation. And before he got saved, he started finding himself falling in those same footsteps. And then he got saved, full of the Holy Spirit and everything. And then he was telling me that, you know, after a while, as he got saved, he started finding himself going back into those same footsteps. And it was some of those same places. And he said the Lord brought, you know, kind of checked him and reminded him. He said, look, you know, this is the same place that I brought you from. I don't need you going back into that. You know the outcome of being in these tight places. So, of course, you know, with that, you know, he shook himself and he followed suit. So, like I said, we just have to continuously be mindful of what God has done for us, where we were, where he brought us from, and where he's taking us to. And then in the 15th verse, it says, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. This, y'all, this is wild. I think a lot of times as believers, as some people call themselves Christians, I believe that's one of the major things that they forget is that God is holy. He called us to be holy. And I'm seeing in a society right now, it seems as though I'm seeing some people who say they're Christians. It's like I'm seeing them hold up a measuring stick. The scripture says, be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And what I mean by that is that I see where some hold measuring sticks up and to say this sin is a bigger sin than that sin. And because this sin is a bigger sin, then I'm totally against these type of people. I don't care if they may be qualified to do a particular job and do it well, but because they are connected to this bigger sin, I'd rather give the job to someone else who's less qualified, who's dealing with smaller sin, such as lying. I put it like that, yeah. But then when you do it like that, everything falls apart because the person who wasn't qualified 9 times out of 10 lied to get to where they were. and they can't operate or function in the things that they're supposed to be functioning in. So now you still really got a mess because in some kind of way you were holding up a measuring stick in what I want to say. Yeah, judging the person and not their productivity instead. And it's just blowing my mind because we're really in a society today to where we're not looking at wholly across the whole spectrum, across the whole board. You know, we can say that this sin is a sin and then somebody else can come along and commit the same sin, and because we're partial to this person as opposed to the other person, we'll just slide that on under the world, rub for one person and hold the other person accountable. It's just so, oh Lord, it's just so messed up. And it knocks me for a loop because I see how some people have a tendency to look at things and like just put a blinder over their eyes, like I don't see that. But the thing is bigger than life itself. There's nothing new under the sun. I'm reminded of the scripture where the scripture says, you know, prophesy to us smooth things, prophesy to us lies. And I'm seeing that our society is right back in that place. They know a lie when they hear a lie, they know where the lie come from, and they still want to go right back to the lie and be fed a lie. It's contrary to what the word said, because the word tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. But we Lord have mercy. We have a lot of stuff going on that we really need to put in check. A lot of stuff really need to put in check. But yeah, we need to gird up our minds. We need to be sober. We need to follow Christ. Follow Christ. I understand more and more now what Paul said, or what he was saying when he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And God dealt with me a little bit about that, or he gave me a little bit of insight on that. Paul was a very wise man. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, as I follow Christ, you follow Christ. The minute you see me not following Christ, don't you follow me. That's the way God just broke that thing down to me. Me being, you know, as an apostle, as a leader, follow me as I follow Christ. But the minute you don't see me following Christ, don't, please. Please. Because there's sometimes that even the leaders, oh, Lord, Sometimes even leaders, the older visionaries, the older eagles. Sometimes after a while, the younger eagles come and pluck away the scales from the older eagles' eyes, so they build up sort of like a film or something like that. But the younger eagles will fly up and peel that skin off of the older eagle's eye so that their eyesight will return. Sometimes, like I said, so follow me as I follow Christ. If you see me going to the air, please let me know. Tug me on my shoulder. Tug my shirt tail. Say, hey, you know, kind of missed it over there. I always try to have an open heart. Hear the things of God. But that's what the Lord had laid on me to share tonight. And I think a lot of it was more so to kind of help me myself because of the different afflictions or different things that I've come across. But anyway, We love you. We love the Lord. We love you. And we thank God for you. So in this time, I'm going to ask you that, you know, if you're out there and you understand my voice, and if you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have received him as your personal Lord and Savior, but there's some afflictions that may be buffering at you right now, pray that the Lord comfort you, that he leads you, that he guides you, that he protect you. I just want to remind you that whatever he has promised you, it will come to pass. Hold fast to your faith without wavering, for he is faithful who has promised. But if you have not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you understand the sound of my voice, and you like to, and even if you think you may have, but have backslidden, you want to rededicate your life, we're here for that too. So just pray with me as we pray, or as I lead you into the sinner's prayer. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to save you, creature in Christ Jesus. He's going to make you whole in Jesus' name. So just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you as a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Not only do I come to you as a sinner, I come also as one who have taste of your goodness. Come to you as a backslider. I realize that you died for my sins. You died for my iniquities, my shortcomings. And I believe that on the third day, God raised you from the dead. I confess this with my mouth. I believe it in my heart. And you said, by me doing so, I shall be saved. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you come into my heart, that you make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things are new. I ask, Lord God, that you make me a new creature in Christ Jesus. I renounce Satan. He has no more place in my life. I say this with my mouth, not believing in my heart, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for coming into my heart. Thank you for saving me and making me a new creature in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Now, if you pray that prayer, you can reach me if you like. Contact me for more prayers. You can contact me on Facebook. You can contact me on Instagram. And we'd be glad to respond to you. We'd be glad to pray with you and for you. Instagram. I'm also on Snapchat as well. And just look for me under Brian Blaston Game. And we'll be glad to do what we can do in the name of Jesus, so that you can be, equipped, kept, taken care of, strengthened in Jesus' name. So, at this time, we like to bring this to a close. But as we bring it to a close, we pray that you do everything in decency and in order. But most of all, remember, whatever you do, do it for his glory. Again, I'm your co-host, Apostle Brian Blassingame, with my host, producer, Kimmy Kim. We love you. We appreciate you. Will you take us out, please? God bless. Amen.
That's what I was created for.
with him I stand, with him I will remain. Oh,
I was created to worship
with my heart,
with my heart,
my mind,
my mind,
my soul,
my soul.
Bless your name, Jesus.